Right now, times are tough all over Michigan, but times always seem to be tough in Lake County. This week on Interlochen Public Radio, we'll have a series of reports from Baldwin, a community with literacy rates estimated to rival Detroit. In Lake County, the number of people in poverty mirrors the number of people who don't have a 12th grade education. Interlochen Public Radio's Linda Steffen starts our series today with a visit to a group of adults determined to rise above those statistics. They're going back to school. And she learns the program helping them has faced serious financial pressure as the state has tightened its belt.
No one has to convince Anitra Raspberry that life without an education can be a real grind. She's in her early 30s and a mom. When gas was $4 a gallon last summer, she was carpooling with her friend Tiffany Hall an hour to work every day. They traveled Baldwin to Ludington to work the graveyard shift for less than $8 an hour.
So it was very hard for us working those kind of hours. And then it was weird. It was like we had to be at work at 3
in the afternoon to 3 in the morning.
We was like,
can't even sleep
away from home like 14 hours a day. And then when you get there, it's like kids, time for the kids to get up. So you got to get up and
be tired.
It was so hard. No. It was hard. But we did it.
Yeah.
And Tiffany and Anitra were grateful for those jobs. The struggle to make ends meet with little education is not uncommon in this region. Not now. And not in a good economy. One in five adults in Lake County doesn't have a high school education. Just as many live in poverty.
I can't complain. I thank God that I had a job because that's what carried me through. But when I found out I was able to come back to school, I said I'm going to go back to school because I know if I get a better education, I can get a better paying job. So here I am.
The hardest thing in the world is to be an adult going to high school.
Liz Stark has been teaching adults for 23 years. This class meets in a Baldwin school library.
They have jobs, family, children sick, babysitting, daycare, mental health issues, normal health issues. The car breaks down, and mom or dad have never put themselves first. And this time, they want to do that, and that's a real big step.
Stark spends her week driving throughout two counties, teaching for the Mason Lake Adult Education Program. And she says it's not just about bookwork. Many in this room have long been convinced they're not capable of learning. And that's a big problem. Most anyone looking to make a living wage these days will have to go on to advanced training. Maybe that's college, or maybe something offered on the job. So, beyond learning reading and calculation, there's learning to believe in yourself.
Because the bills go up, the kids get older, the things happen. And you have to know that you as a person can advance with it. And that's part of what we do. If you're congratulated for your successes, if you get gold stars on your papers, if that report card comes and you've gotten the first A in math you've ever gotten in your entire life, it rubs off.
Stark is serious about those gold stars. Even with students as old as 72, she never sends anyone to take a formal test they haven't already passed for her with flying colors. She also offers rides to class when she can and celebrates birthdays.
We don't have candles tonight, but boy, have we got icing. I don't know if we can sing, but I suppose we could try.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Liz Stark puts her students into two basic categories, the younger ones, looking to college or to find a job, and her older students.
I have students prepping for an ACT to go to college next fall and somebody learning their ABCs.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
We're up to 10? You added two more?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy now. Before, I wasn't. A lot of people was laughing at me and making fun of me, and I couldn't stand it.
That's 59-year-old Elvina. Her younger sister, Bobby Smith, sits at another table, also studying away.
What may seem like a small achievement, someone else is a mountain to her. And When she climbs it, I climb the mountain with her. Sometimes I think I get a little higher than she does because I'm so excited.
Bobby's been climbing her own mountain. School was always a struggle for her. And while her sister had clear disabilities, her own dyslexia went undiagnosed until very recently.
Learning I was dyslexic, the first words out of my mouth was, "You mean I'm not dumb?"
Decades ago, Bobby left school without the skills in reading and math she really needed. And that only made life harder as she became an adult.
Especially when you have kids and they're going through school and you know that they need help with their homework and you can't help them. That was the hardest thing for me, to sit there. And watch my kids struggle. And know I couldn't help them. As much as I wanted to be in there, and I wanted to say, okay, this is how you do it. I couldn't do that. As it is now, when I'm doing my homework, my daughter helps me.
Now Bobby's son is a high school graduate. Her daughter's on her way, and Bobby, once reading at the third grade level, is on par with the average seventh grader. When she needs some extra support, she turns to a letter she carries with her from her daughter.
Mom, I just wanted to say that I know that you're going to do great. I know that sometimes you may want to give up, but don't. Just keep your eyes on your goal. And
there's evidence this class is working.
And remember, I will be there whenever you need help.
Last year, 3 out of 4 students here had some kind of success, so maybe they passed a GED or improved by a full grade level in at least one subject.
Things will go your way. We are in this together. Love, Kat.
But despite its success, several years ago, state cuts left the Mason Lake Adult Education Program teetering, and Liz Stark, once one of 8 teachers, is now the only teacher, covering an ever-widening geography as areas pool their resources to keep the program running. New students always hear about the classes by word of mouth. With 2,000 adults without a diploma or GED in Lake County alone, leaders worry a little advertising would leave the program flooded. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Linda Steffen in Baldwin.